Just flushing these skeins starts right down the old pooper.
How many toilet sound effects you got for us today?
Oh, I got more. Keep this going.
Keep it going. Give me another.
Oh, this is a long one.
A Kabali's kid must have been on the toilet for this one. You got a commercial flush for me?
Oh, there's a blowout there.
It's a huge bummer.
Oh, there's more.
How many times am I going to cut off a toilet sound only to hear another one? What is going on with that toilet? I think that thing needs a plumber.
Sounds like rain up against a window.
Do you know in the old days when guys would broadcast games, they would pretend, they would be like just pantomiming it, basically. Or no.
They'd get a ticker of what was happening, and they'd have to make up the sound effects.
The story was, though, one guy had to go to the bathroom very badly in the booth, and there was a metal trash can, like a solid-walled metal trash can, Donnie, and he had to go so bad, he started peeing in the trash can. And to cover it up, because he knew it was going over the mic, this is like in the 50s or 60s, maybe earlier, he goes, "Oh, you'll have to excuse us, fans. Looks like there's some rain on this old tin roof." Right down the crapper, Pony. Right down the crapper.
Yep.
That's what's happening. The guy is worth 1.9 wins above replacement already, which is a very gaudy number for somebody with 8 starts in his career. And their record in games that Paul Skeens pitches is not what it should be.
No, they should be 8-0. They've lost 2 games. He's given up 2 runs in 13 innings, games that he's lost. He's never left a game trailing.
Yep. It's frustrating, man. It's a really frustrating thing to try and come up with because they're in a playoff chase almost like against their will. Not against the player's will, but it feels like they are in a playoff chase against the will of the general manager and the manager, both of whom act like they are playing out the dog days of summer here. Really. Like, I can't say this is about Bob Nutting because he even understands at the Sheets availability, the media avail. Yeah, we suck at hitting is basically what he said.
Mm-hmm.
We should probably do something about that. It seems like they even have tacit approval from the owner to go out and do something, whether that probably a trade for an established player. I'm not saying they're mystery signing of a guy, not taking on some insane amount of salary, but go trade for somebody. The owner is telling you that. The owner is doing the closest thing he will ever do to the late George Steinbrenner and like pounding the table all pissed off because the team's not performing to expectation. You've got a manager who says he sets the lineups, whether you believe him or not, let's just take him at his word. He's setting a lineup yesterday that doesn't have Gonzalez in it. McCutcheon, I can't say that about because he's in his late 30s. I know what it's like to be in my late 30s. Sometimes you need a rest day, Pony. They're not putting their best lineups out there regularly. They're acting like Nick Gonzalez needs 2 days off a week. And their general manager is doing what exactly?
Preaching patience? I don't know. I mean, he's not making deals. So they're not making trades.
They are a team that what have we read about them from like almost everyone that opines about baseball nationally?
Dangerous in the playoffs, yes. Because they're starting pitching.
And do they even want to make it at a managerial level? Do they want to get there?
So if you are not making Bob Nutting the face of their offensive futility, who is? If you're not putting this one on the owner,
I put it on a player.
Face are you going to hold up here as the picture that is next to the baseball dictionary definition of abysmal offense?
Jack Sawinski.
Okay.
Here's why. Rowdy Tellez was the punching bag for this team. Very convenient because he is actually built like a punching bag. Heavy bag, of course, not a speed bag. And he was the face of their futility for April and May. He has, to his credit, started to hit in the month of June. His OPS is like 960 in June. He looks like a real offensive player again. WAR is a nice stat. Is this guy at zero? Is he a replacement level player? Is he better or worse? He's barely below replacement level. You want to know what Sawinski is? He is worth about 1.5 wins less than a replacement level baseball player. I don't need to.
That means he's a minor leaguer this year.
Wait, like a double A player, Pony. Being asked to play in the major leagues. And here's why he's the face of it for me. Couple of different reasons. He's their guy, right? Jack Sawinski is their guy. Came up through their system. Jack Sawinski was put on this team because they thought, well, this guy can actually help us. He's going to skip AAA. He's going to be one of our success stories. He got drafted by the Padres, but we acquired him. He's our guy. He's got 25 home run, 30 home run power, right? The guy stinks. They keep trotting him out there. massively flawed player. Ultimately, the closest thing to a homegrown talent other than somebody you actually draft. But he came up through their system. They keep putting him out there. So you could put Ben Cherington's face on this, or you could put Derek Shelton's face on this. But the more convenient thing to do is get two birds with one stone. Jack Suwinski is on both of them. It's on Cherington for having decided that he's going to be the best option that they have, and he's not going to give Derek Shelton anybody else to put in the lineup. And it's on Derek Shelton for just continuing to put him out there. I look at Jack Suwinski, a guy who can't hit, a guy who's worse offensively now than Rowdy Tellez and less useful than Rowdy Tellez by a lot at this point. He is the face of it for me because he was also supposed to be good. That was the other thing. That's probably the real reason I'm putting them there. He had a good season last year by almost any objective measure. He's never going to be a guy who hits for average, but when the ball goes over the fence and he takes walks, you don't mind. He is having an abysmal season, and the fact that he's still getting trotted out there more often than not is very troubling to me. So he, Jack Suwinski, I think probably by expectation versus reality, their worst offensive player this year is the face of their woes.
Donnie, who is the name you associate most with their offensive ineptitude?
See, I think you have to take a look at Cherington in that seat. And I know that he's not somebody who actually has a bat in his hand, but he does have more ability than any of those guys to go out and get somebody that could actually be meaningful. And maybe there is something in the cards, but I think a lot of people will look at it from a cynical standpoint and think, yeah, no, there isn't. Or if there is, it'll be somebody pretty remedial that they'll try to say can fix some of these problems. But, I mean, what they have right now just simply is not enough to get them.
So you're blaming the guy that put the lineup together, the guy that spent the money in the offseason on these one-year deals that most of them have flopped.
The guy that makes the meal, if we want to call him that.
He doesn't have a bat in his hand, but he's got a phone in his hand, and apparently all he does to, you know, use it is, what, send text messages to other GMs saying, nope, I'm good. Cool, thanks. I don't know. Like, he's preaching patience. The owner saying what the owner said and admitting how bad their offense is would be one of those flashing red alarm lights that if I were Ben Cherington telling me I've got to do something here.
Okay, so I make it Shelton. I think Shelton's the guy that for me is on the hot seat more than the other guys, because if he's right and he's making the lineup out, he's the one that's deciding to not play Nick Gonzalez on a Sunday because he needs a day off, or he needs a breather, or he needs to have a mental reset or whatever. I would think he hired Andy Haynes to be the hitting coach, not Ben Cherington or Bob Nutting. That was his call.
Mm-hmm.
So where does the hitting philosophy come from?
And he's a hitting guy himself.
Yeah, I mean, is Ben Cherington, who went to
Amherst?
Yeah, some liberal arts, nerdy, dorky school. I don't even know how much he played baseball there.
They probably called it Rounders there. They had a pickup Rounders team.
Is he really setting the offensive hitting philosophy? This is what we do in these counts. This is the kind of swings I want you to take. I want you to be aggressive. I want you to take pitches. I don't think that it comes from him. I think it would have to come from the manager and the hitting coach. And then it trickles down to the rest of the organization. So I think it's on Shelton, man. Like, I get it. He does not have the best lineup to work with at all. He's not managing the Dodgers, but I don't think they're getting the most out of what they have. Henry Davis, Key Brian Hayes, you bring up Suwinski. How many of the guys that you thought were going to be contributors this year have to struggle before you don't blame an individual and think, well, if it's more than one guy, maybe what we're trying to preach to them or teach them or ask them to do isn't right. That's how I see it. I mean, if Suwinski was the only guy that went from 26 homers last year to 170 and couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag, then I would probably agree with you, Chris. But it feels like it's more systemic than that. It feels like it's more pervasive than that. It feels like it's contagious.
In part,
within their hitters.
To be fair,
even the guys with higher expectations, not just the schlubs they signed to one-year deals like Taylor. I mean, Michael Taylor is not a great hitter. There's a reason why he was still a free agent in March.
Cruz has been slightly above average as an offensive player.
But he's even underachieved what we thought he would do this year.
That was why I was bringing it up. He hasn't been what they thought. You're talking about expectation versus reality. He had a horrible start, and he's been a lot better since, but he still hasn't been what you thought. I took Swinski because, for me, he's the way to do the Venn diagram there. If you said, Donnie, it's Ben Cherington on one side and Pony, you're saying it's Derek Shelton on the other side. To me, those two circles meet in the middle, and it's a picture of Jack Swinski waving at an 0-2 pitch that he has no chance of